It's September 11.
I happened to look on the first tower, and I actually saw people waving where the first plane crashed through, and then it was unbelievable seeing this second jet come crashing into the second tower. What is going on?
Do you remember waking to that on September 11, 2001? Nearly 3,000 lives were lost in the US when Islamic terrorists crashed hijacked planes into both towers of the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon.
And aides are telling us now that he will immediately convene a national security meeting to see what steps are taken next.
David, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're looking at live pictures of the Pentagon where there is billowing smoke.
To some of the other events of September 11, this TV show started on this day in 1974. I loved Little House on the Prairie. Great show. And it was in 2011 that Sam Stosur became Australia's first female singles Grand Slam title winner in more than 30 years when she took out the US Open, defeating Serena Williams.
A fantastic upset. Australian Samantha Stosur in straight sets.
And one of our all-time greatest sports broadcasters, Norman Nugget May, died aged 88 in 2016.
5 minutes, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Go to Australia! Go!
A couple of birthdays to finish us off. Aussie singer Renee Geyer is 65. This was her biggest hit. And singer and actor Harry Connick Jr. is 51, as well known for movies like Independence Day and Copycat, as for hits like this.
But I just whispered your name.
Happy birthday to Harry Connick Jr. on September 11.